While Western governments and international agencies fight Ebola, smaller efforts come when one community reaches out to another. And though these efforts don't have much money, they make a difference in some people's lives.
Consider the YMCA in Freetown, Sierra Leone. It's receiving donations from its sister Y in Missoula, Montana. Eric Whitney reports.
Walk into the Y in Missoula, and in one of the hallways, there's a bulletin board with pictures and information about the Y in Sierra Leone. Chris Sigler, who's been on the board here since 1983, shows me around.
Here's our international board. Sometimes they do mission work, they go to Missoula Medical Aid, all kinds of things.
Sigler and his wife Jeannie were Peace Corps volunteers in the country in the late 60s. They went back in 2002 after Sierra Leone's 11-year civil war ended, and they discovered the Y in its capital, Freetown.
There's a tremendous similarity between the Y in Sierra Leone and the Y in Missoula, and the fact that it's constantly looking for how can the organization serve the community better.
Missoula's Y has been raising money for Sierra Leone since 2004. And since then, it's sent close to $100,000 to help fund programs for kids and teach job skills. They've also brought staff from Sierra Leone's Y to Missoula, including its CEO, Christian Kamara. Sigler and Kamara have been in touch regularly since the Ebola outbreak. We reached him via Skype.
We have an outbreak of the Ebola deadly disease. It's something that is psychologically really affecting people here. Also, the economy is going down as well because life is really not that normal.
Kamara says that there are no longer social gatherings in Sierra Leone as people are trying to avoid physical contact with one another to prevent the disease's spread. People are unable to work because of quarantines. Schools are closed, including those the Y operates. Kamara says his organization is trying to help support the country's severely underfunded health system.
Most of our medical staff have died. We've lost 3 medical doctors. As I'm talking to you, we've lost over 40 to 50 nurses.
The Y in Sierra Leone is buying basic protective medical gear for local health workers, like sterile gloves and gowns, buckets and bleach. Some of the money for that is coming from Missoula's YMCA, says Chris Sigler.
Our obvious question was, well, how can we help? And their answer was that you can help by just giving us some funds for basic supplies, the chlorine buckets, the chlorine bleach. And they have gone from there to beginning to deliver food to families that are quarantined in their home for the 21 days while they're trying to determine if anybody in the household is affected by Ebola.
The money's also paying for radio ads like this one in the local language, telling people how to recognize the symptoms of Ebola and giving a phone number they can call for medical help.
This person you get Ebola or you not get them. If you just get fever one time, so you better run or you vomit.
So far, Missoula's Y has raised about $3,000 to support the Y in Sierra Leone. The money's just a tiny fraction of the millions in aid headed to that country. But Christian Kamara says they're grateful.
We don't need millions of dollars, we don't need thousands of dollars, but whatever we could have that could be able to support a family, support a home, support a community, support a village, not to die, I think that's what we need now.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula, Montana.